Think Greece, think Athens. But if you have an interest in history or Greek myths, then the place to head for is Thessaloniki. Greece's second city is closer to Mount Olympus than Athens and is steeped in history. Ilona Stefani is a Thessaloniki city guide.
Thessaloniki was founded in the 4th century BC by a Macedonian king whose name was Cassander. He founded the city in honor of his wife, Thessaloniki. Princess Thessaloniki was half-sister of Alexander the Great and was daughter of Philip II, a very famous Macedonian king. The history of the city was always amazing because it was conquered by the Romans, and the very famous Roman Caesar, whose name was Galerius, built here his palace, his triumphal arch, Rotunda. And the Rotunda today is considered to be the best preserved Roman monument in the whole Balkan Peninsula. Later on, it was part of Byzantine Empire. Actually, it was the second biggest city of Byzantine Empire after the capital, Constantinople. So you can find here hundreds of Byzantine monuments. Later on in the 15th century, Turks took over the city, and for the next 500 years, the city was in the hands of the Turks. So you can also find many Ottoman monuments in the city. Later on, from 1912, the city was liberated from the Turks, and today is the second biggest city of Greece after the capital, Athens.
There's sort of a divide between lots of really lovely old architecture and old buildings and, of course, monuments, and lots of new stuff as well. Why is that?
Thessaloniki was burned down approximately 100 years ago in 1917. That's why in the downtown of the city you can see a modern city, and between the modern blocks of flats you can see amazing old monuments.
And what is it particularly that you love about Thessaloniki?
Oh, I like because when I go to work I pass next to ancient monuments. It's not that you have to go to a museum to study history, to see old things, but you see it in everyday life. You go to a cafe and you sit next to Forum Romanum. You go to meet a friend and you pass next to a church from the 5th century AD. So that's why I like the city, because you can see history in every step you walk here.
And what about the art? What sort of important art is there here to see?
Thessaloniki was a very important Byzantine city. So you can see mosaics from the 5th century AD. They are extremely old, and they are of the highest quality. Moreover, you can visit the Museum of Byzantine Art, which was awarded as the best museum in Europe in 2005.
And if you're going to come as a tourist to visit Thessaloniki, and I have to say it doesn't feel very touristy, which is really nice, actually. Yes. What sort of things would you say would have to be on the must-see list?
What I like in Thessaloniki is that everything is very close. You can go on foot everywhere. So definitely you must visit the archaeological and the Byzantine Museum. And also you must spend some time visiting the Roman and the Byzantine past of the city. And Thessaloniki, there are many churches, very old, from the 5th till the 14th century, that are on the list of UNESCO. Saint Demetrius is one of the most famous men. Once, but there are also many other very important, like the monastery of Latadon in the upper part of the town. And definitely you must go to the upper part of the town, to the neighborhood of Castra, where you can see the traditional architecture, the Byzantine fortifications of the city.
Roughly how many days would you allow for a trip to Thessaloniki?
I think if you want also not just to visit the monuments but also feel the atmosphere of the city, I think 2 or 3 days are enough. However, there are many very important places that you should also visit very close from Thessaloniki, like Vergina, the place where the grave of the father of Alexander the Great, of Philip II, was excavated about 35 years ago. You must visit Pella, the place where Alexander the Great was born. You can visit Mount Olympus, I think the most famous mountain in the whole world.
That's Thessaloniki city guide Ilona Stefani.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.